Another question that was in there that we've heard on webinar after webinar, and now applying it to the summer. So how do you expect to engage students who might not have been engaged during the last quarter of the school year? So if they didn't participate in virtual learning during the school year, what are your strategies for getting them engaged over the summer?
So again, for us, I think a lot of it has been having those resources available at Walmart and Homeland where families are frequenting, as well as we're continuing to have bus stops in neighborhoods. So we're able to connect that way, which helps us get resources in their hands and helps them see someone, talk to someone, because we're hand delivering some of those meals. So for us, that's kind of how we've done it, as well as those individual phone calls. But again, we don't have 85,000 students, we have 4,000. So it's a little bit easier to get your arms around that. I would say we still have some folks that are MIA, but as was mentioned, I think by Lisa, it was interesting, some that maybe weren't responding to some things were then posting pictures of some of the activities that they were doing. So they were taking the calendars and things from us and they were doing them. We just didn't always get a response back to the teacher. So that was also very encouraging for our teachers. The teachers were really encouraged by seeing them then come on social media and interact.
You know, Melinda, I think at this time, one of the things we have to be really careful about is blaming and shaming and really being honoring of families. This is, you know, very traumatizing. And I can't even imagine if I was a family who all of a sudden my children are home all day long, where maybe we do live in poverty, maybe we don't, maybe I have a child with special needs, and I'm used to partnering with the school to have my child's needs met, and now I'm doing that at home with as much support as the district can provide. And so I hope that we all remember that we need to really continue to give grace, because everyone's doing the very best they can. And it's exactly what April said. When you reach out and you find out that they are doing stuff, they're doing a lot more than we think they are. They just might not be doing it in the way that checks the box for us. But sometimes that's only different than the school days. So I think we just need to give the grace and say, how do we reach everyone? And, you know, for us, it is going to be a lot of home visits. And though I think districts have kind of gone away from those because they haven't had the staffing to do that. But you need to reach out to families and go to where they are to say, hey, we're here for you. We love you. We care about you. We want you with us in this partnership, and we trust what you're doing. And I know that when we did that, again, the school of 300, funny thing, Rachel says that she's sending out these potato bars, and all of a sudden the email, the phone, the Facebook start lighting up all these families who had moved between last month, May, and this month, June, calling in and saying, we changed addresses, but please deliver it here. And so they want our partnership. They really want our partnership.
Thank you. And I will say, give grace has been one of my favorite expressions that existed before the pandemic, but seems to have taken on incredible meaning during so. Michelle, did you want to add?
Yes, thank you. Lisa's spot on. We have to meet our parents and our families, our students, for where they are and what that need is and move from there. They're each individual and unique situations. And so we continue to tap, you know, on the door through the phones and, you know, through emails until we can start our home visits with our pupil personnel workers, our school counselors, our school administrators. Many of them have been participating at our meal sites. Connecting with families just through the relationships that they have and checking on them in that way. And they are engaged in their way, but yes, not checking our box, as Lisa said. And we're very fortunate that, you know, each week we're finding one of those students that perhaps, you know, hasn't, you know, signed on to the Google Classroom yet. And so now it is there, and they really want to be with their teachers. And we've been in this synchronous, asynchronous world. And we have learned that we need to be more in the synchronous world And so this summer will bridge us to the fall of what virtual learning will look like for us in Anne Arundel County Public Schools, with, you know, live teaching every day. And so having that connection in that form and fashion, I think will support our students in another different way. But it certainly has been a journey.